Hello, I am Nancy Lynn Westfield, Director of the Wabash Center. This is Teaching on the Pulse, an audio blog. The original blog and all my blogs can be found on the website of the Wabash Center for Teaching and Learning in Theology and Religion. This audio blog is entitled, Knowing the Storm. All storms are not the same. A light summer rain is not a Category 5 hurricane. You must learn in your context to identify those storms that can be refreshing and even enjoyable, and those storms that are life-threatening and require you to batten down the hatches or evacuate. My Uncle Frank was a loving and unconventional man. He stood about 6'4" tall. He had a medium build. He was bald on the top of his head with a hair ring around the sides. He wore a size 15 shoe and an extra large hat. Uncle Frank was lighthearted and laughed often. He and my parents had grown up together in Cleveland, Tennessee. The Merediths, the Bullocks, and the Westfields had known each other for many generations. By the time my brother and I were born, Uncle Frank and Aunt Emma, with their four children, lived in Philadelphia near our family. My father treated Uncle Frank with the respect given an older brother. Our families were family to each other. Uncle Frank worked for a company that would buy out the local amusement park for its employees the Sunday of each Memorial Day weekend. Frank would accept the 5 tickets given to each employee, then barter, negotiate, and acquire 20 or 30 more tickets so he could host a grand picnic for the extended family. My birthday is May 28th. We would celebrate at the amusement park. Every year, Uncle Frank would tell me the picnic was for my birthday. I loved Uncle Frank, and Uncle Frank loved me. Uncle Frank would reserve a pavilion in the picnic section of the park just for his guests. The annual event felt like a family reunion. Upon arrival at the pavilion, each family would claim 2 or 3 picnic tables and set up their spot. Each family brought food and beverages, more than enough to share. The picnic was a grand feast for all-day rides, card playing like spades, bitwist, and pinochle, lots of laughter and being together. It was a day of excitement and fun. I have fond recollection of all the amusement park picnics, but there was one that was the most remarkable. It was a sunny Sunday day. Our family arrived at the park about 10 a.m. We parked in the parking lot, then hauled our food and picnic supplies from the parking lot to the reserved pavilion. After greeting everybody, my brother, father, and I left my mother to set up our picnic tables. We went to ride the rides, promising to return in 2 hours for lunch. We started with the ride of the Wild Mouse, the wooden roller coaster, then the bumper cars, and then the Ferris wheel, and then the teacups. It happened when we were in line for the second ride on the roller coaster. Without warning, the wind whipped up with prolonged gusts. The sky darkened. It began to drizzle. The drizzle turned to downpour. My dad told us we needed to go back to the pavilion, but my brother complained because he wanted to ride even if it was raining. Dad grabbed my hand, told my brother to move quickly, and pointed in the direction of the pavilion. With a pout, my brother trotted ahead of us. The downpour increased. As we jogged, it seemed as if everyone in the park was running, looking for shelter from the storm. It was pandemonium. By the time Dad, brother, and I got near the pavilion, the rain was teeming from the skies. The thick rain made it difficult to see. The winds were erratic. My mother was standing on the edge of the pavilion, watching out for us and, no doubt, praying. When Mom saw us at a distance, she began to call my father's name and wave her arms. Dad picked me up, grabbed my brother by the hand, and jetted to my mother. Everyone in the pavilion was packing up. My mom dried us off with an extra tablecloth and paper towels. As if out of nowhere, Uncle Frank ran into the pavilion and hollered, "Don't leave!" Hearing Frank's voice, people paused. Everything but the rain and the wind stopped to listen. Frank said, "Don't go. The storm is not going to last long. Don't go." Several families ignored Frank, packed quickly, and launched into the mean weather, headed back to the parking lot to drive home. Uncle Frank came over to my parents and repeated, "The storm will not last long. We are safer here than on the road." My parents hesitated. They did not know what to do. Uncle Frank collapsed a card table, leaned it against a pavilion wall, and instructed me and my brother to go under. We did. Frank covered the table with a tablecloth and made sure there were no exposed edges to be caught by the winds. Uncle Frank instructed, "Stay there until we call you out." The storm lasted another 30 or 40 minutes. They were long and frightening minutes. Then, as abruptly as the storm had started, it stopped. With the stillness, my brother and I peeked out from under the table. My dad said, "Come out." We crawled out and I looked around the pavilion. The only folks who stayed were Uncle Frank, Aunt Emma, their four kids, our family, the Conway family, and the Simmons family. Anything uncovered in the pavilion was soggy or drenched, but no one was hurt. As if by magic, the thick black clouds continued to part and the blue sky returned. The sun shone bright again. The winds were gone. Together, we cleaned up the pavilion and reestablished our picnic. Families had left covered dishes, coolers, and lawn chairs. Dad and Frank organized items they would return in coming days. My mom and Aunt Emma took inventory of the food and reset one large table of food and beverage station for everyone. My birthday cake was unharmed. In about 30 minutes, we heard the amusement park rides restarting. And here's the best part. For the rest of the day, there were no lines for any rides. Since most of the people in the park had fled during the storm, those of us who had braved the storm were now free to ride any ride without having to wait in line. That day, I rode the roller coaster 27 times. That day, I rode every ride in West Point Park. That day was one of the best days ever. Years later, I asked Frank how he knew we should stay at the pavilion during the storm. Frank said, "All storms aren't the same. Even bad storms aren't the same kind of bad. That storm came up so fast and unexpectedly, I knew it was going to move through just as quickly. I also knew driving in that kind of weather would have been more dangerous than hunkering down in the pavilion." With a wry smile, Uncle Frank continued, "And it was your birthday. We had to cut the cake." Friends, storms in our careers are like this. Ask yourself which storms are simply part of the ecology of faculty life and which storms are potentially life-threatening or cataclysmic. Negotiating the processes of hire, tenure, renewed contract, and promotion is distinctly different from navigating an institution that is restructuring or has filed for financial exigency. Learning to advise students, lead faculty committees, and find a suitable publisher can be challenging, but are all elements of an academic landscape. How do you come to know what is usual and what is dangerous? We all need an Uncle Frank who can tell us if we should hunker down or run. Thank you, Uncle Frank. And a special thanks to Paul Utterback, my sound engineer. A special thanks to Paul Myrie, composer of the music which frames this audio blog. The Wabash Center is exclusively funded by Lilly Endowment Incorporated. With gratitude, thank you for listening.